AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government is putting a pause on use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine.
This is a recommendation, and it's not a mandate.
Peter Marks at the Food and Drug Administration says they're looking into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Dr. Ann Schuchat is at the CDC.
For people who got the vaccine more than a month ago, the risk of them is very low at this time. For people who recently got the vaccine within the last couple weeks, they should be aware to look for any symptoms.
Six women reported clots in the days after vaccination. In Minneapolis,
they're under the state of Minnesota arrest.
The defense has started calling witnesses in the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin. He faces charges in the death in police custody of George Floyd. President Biden talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin, raising concerns about Russia's military buildup on the Ukraine border. Russia's defense minister says the country's massive military buildup in the West is part of readiness drills amid what he described as threats from NATO. The casket of Capitol Police Officer William Evans is in the Capitol Rotunda. He was struck by a car and killed near the Capitol earlier this month. President Biden says there will be a time the family will smile before shedding a tear.
It takes a while, but when it comes, you'll know because he's still with you. He's still in your heart.
Evans' family, including his two children, gathered to watch as his casket was carried up the Capitol steps. It's the second such memorial ceremony this year for a force that has edged close to crisis in the wake of the January insurrection at the Capitol. 16 other states are backing Alabama's challenge to a statistical method the Census Bureau is using for the first time to protect the privacy of people who participated in the 2020 census. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower. This is AP News. For people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, what do you do next?
Now that the CDC and the FDA are investigating the J&J shot for potentially dangerous blood clots, they have some advice for you. If you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you're experiencing symptoms within 3 weeks of getting the shot, contact your healthcare provider. Symptoms might include severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath. The FDA and the CDC also have a message for your doctor. They're warning against using a typical clot treatment, the blood thinner heparin. The CDC and the FDA say in this setting, giving somebody heparin may be dangerous, so alternative treatments should be given. I'm Rita Foley.
The FDA announced women who want an abortion pill will not be required to visit a doctor's office or clinic during the pandemic. They can get a prescription. Ed Donahue, AP News.